heard Kaylee, because I'm always hearing this Kaylee be live, Don Kaylee. What is the meaning of Kaylee? So many uses of Kaylee. Kaylee Cornish.
When we will depth consciousness from beginning Shraddha, turning it to Nishtha, and from Nishtha it will come to Ruchi, and again maturing it will become Asakti. If Asakti comes, we cannot give up chanting, remembering Harikatha and pastimes of Krishna. Automatically, as a chain, it will come. As if, Nabu, we don't want to remember. If you are chanting Guru Mantra, meditating, but uselessly, all the worldly things coming on. Like, we can take a water, a bucket of water from a river, at once it will be fulfilled. So, all worldly things coming on, automatically we want to check them, but yes, they come. But at Asakti, if you will want to remember worldly things, again, they will come. What? Krishna pastimes. Chanting, remembering, everything. I went to hospital and there was operating me, my stomach, so much. But I saw that when I was, they were giving medicine to chloroform or anything. I was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And when I came up from the room, I was saying that. I was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Doctor told that you are always chanting, remembering. So, I know that when Asakti comes, then automatically Krishna pastimes, like cinema reels, it comes. You cannot check. You want to check, but it will not. And after that, Rati comes. And after Rati, Prem comes. But not in this body. After this living, this body. Prem comes. You will have to take birth in the womb of the gopis. Whether you will be Sakha, or mother, or gopis. Like Lalita Visha. Will have to come in this. And by the association of Nitya Siddha Gopis, Nitya Siddha Father, Mother, Yashoda and Nand, or Subal Siddham Madhumangal, then everything will be purified and you can enter in that thing and then you will realize what is Keli. It seems that worldly, when we are coming in aeroplane, so many hanging. What?
Clouds.
Eh?
Clouds.
No. In aeroplane.
Screen. Screen.
Ah, TV
like
screen.
Like this.
TV screen. TV screen.
Hanging. Everywhere. And we are seeing always here. When we see like this, that scene comes that two persons, young ladies and they are persuading each other whether you want to see or not. Always ready that thing. They are loving each other like dogs and bitches. They think that this is Rati. So we can think that like this but not this. Gold but not gold. Imitation gold and golds are not similar. Sometimes they glitter more than gold. But after some time they fade. So here Keli means all kinds of vilas, like Krishna and gopis are going. Krishna told, gopis were taking flowers. Krishna told, who are you? He asked from a question to Radhika, who are you? For a moment she stopped. Krishna, who are you? You should tell. I'm asking but repeatedly, but you are not answering. She told that, do you know that who am I? Why you are telling so crooked? You should tell your name. You don't know me? Krishna told that I know that you are a thief and you are taking flowers without my permission. These are all mine. Why you are taking? She told, I know you. How you are so religious person, I know you. I know that from Vrindavan you are a very liar person. Stealing somewhere every to all each gopis. I know. I know also that when you become younger, you used to steal the garments of gopis. Right? And they were always telling you that, give me, requesting, but you took all and went to tree. Oh, this is very religious work, we know. That how religious you are. And after that, we know that you are playing in ras with all the gopis. They were giving up their husbands and still you making ras. How religious person we know. And you are now telling us that you are stealing flowers from here. This is my garden. Can you tell that have you a single plant you have planted here and given water to them? I know that you have never done. But lakhs and lakhs, cows and so many, these boys, naughty boys, with naughty boys you are coming here and destroying all your things. And you are telling that you are disturbing and you are stealing flowers. So Krishna was stopped and gloping. All gopis there. This is kedi-like. Understand something? Sometimes Krishna did anything to Srimati Radhika. And at once, Lalita jumped up and in the voice of a like a lion, he told, don't touch my sakhi, otherwise I will see you, punish you. I will take your bansi,
flute,
and take this also. You don't know I am Lalita? So these are kelis. No? Not like dogs here and there. All is so sachidanandamay. Everything. Not word, like worldly. But we cannot imagine. We will have to see. It is like this, but not like this. No? There is also gambling. Gopis are gambling with Krishna. Once they were
playing dice.
Lalita, Srimati Radhika told Lalita, Krishna is more powerful because he is male and he has so much power. So where there is power to show, we can be defeated easily. But tell anything that we can easily defeat Krishna. Oh, yes, we can. sort and
in a moment.
Bring that thing. What?
Dice.
And we will surely defeat him. At once it was brought and he challenged Krishna that you can come and play with me. And in no time he defeated Krishna and they began to... Oh, you are not so intelligent. You can go to cowherds only because you are goop. This intelligence is not enough to defeat us. And all well, clamply. Madhumangal came and told that, oh, I know that you have been defeated by gopis and they will take your bansi. At last they will take you also and they will keep it in prison. So these are keli. Moreover, there are so many kelis that we cannot define, we cannot explain that kelis. When you will go yourself, then you will see. When gopis are coming with vessels of curd, and Krishna is telling that toll tax should be given to me, then gopis are telling, you say, this is your father's property? Krishna told her, yes, not my father property, but I have married Vrinda, and she is my wife, and this property is of Vrindavan, of Vrinda Devi. So now he is my wife, so I am the proprietor of all these properties. Gopi at once began to laugh, and unko ye karne lagi. Krishna ko cheating karne lag gayi. That we know that you want to marry anyone, any gopi, but in whole Braj there is no lady which wants to marry you because you are black. And you think that I am husband of all gopis. You are black, your heart is black, your everything is black.
Externally, internally both.
So anyone, any father or mother don't want to marry her daughter to you, or himself any gopi don't want to marry you, but forcibly. You tell that I am husband of this gopi, that gopi, that gopi, Vishakha, Lalita, Radha, I am husband of all. So then Krishna told, anyhow, you will have to pay tax, then you can go. What was that? What are the tax? What was the tax? More than curd and more than makhan. That was praying. Sometimes Krishna defeating them, and sometimes so much defeated by gopis. So we cannot explain more than this. You should go yourself by your practice in bhakti yoga, turning it to bhav bhakti and then to prema bhakti, and then you will realize everything what is key. Under which, under the shade of the kadamba tree, where all these paishasam are going, these are called keli kadamba. No children, no fruits, no pushpa. Like gopis had no son, no children, nothing. Having no connection with their husband, only treating Krishna, his beloved. Whole prem, akhanda prem, is given to Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this. How to realize this case? If we will think, we will be so satisfied, so glad, so happy. And if you are really going there and testing all these things, we should see that our life is so much successful. If we are hearing successful, what to tell about that when we will go there in Braja, Vrindavan? And Sarva Srimati Radhika and gopis and their beloved. This is our goal of. We should try to to hear some katha, harikatha, and Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Jetamrit. By the rasik and bhavuk bhavs, this will help us. For this mission we have come, and all acharyas in this cyclic order have come only to give this. We don't want anything in this world. No gain, nothing. Only we want to develop our Krishna prema, so that we may go there in Vrindavan Braj. And we will realize how gopis serve Krishna, and how Krishna serves their beloved gopis, and controlled by gopis. He don't want to hear the prayers of Brahma, Shankar, Sanat Kumar, never. He wants to be abused by gopis. You are dhurt, you are chotta, you are what? They can't tell anything to Krishna. No, nothing to control gopis. This is bona fide praying. Shneeman, prane, raag, anusar, bhav. These are the keys of Vrindavan, for which we have come. Give him up our whole life, our husband, our father, mother, wife, everything, only to realize this bhakti. We want to go in the straight, there, no here and there. This is bhakti. I think, I pray Krishna and Srimati Radhika Gopis and Yogamaya that they should bestow their mercies upon you, that a sprinkle can come and touch you and you will be able to. I want to help you all in this. I have nothing to do with worldly things, money, praise or anything. And for this, Swamiji has come in this world. So we should try to develop our Shraddha to Nishtha, and Nishtha to? What is Nishtha? You should know. A Muslim judge or Qaji told to Haridas Thakur, you cannot take Krishna. You are Mohammedan, you should tell Khoda, Allah. No? He told that you are telling that Krishna and Goda, Khoda and Allah same thing. So you make Muslims from Hindus and tell them Krishna and Khuda are same. So you should do Khuda Khuda. If anyone thinks that Khuda, Ram, Rahim are all one and he is taking Krishna name, what harm? If you cut me in pieces, lakhs and lakh pieces, but yet I cannot live to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They did so. They wanted to kill and to show persons that you should not take Krishna. Otherwise, we will punish you like Haridas Thakur. They punished him, but they cannot do anything. They thought that he has death and so gave his body to Ganges. And again he came in what he was. Doing Hare Krishna, in full senses and full body, he came return. Then they told, how he came? His Banda. Banda means?
Blind.
The parikar of Khoda.
Jindapir.
Jindapir. Jindapir means liberated soul life. So we can do it. Then they told that you can chant anything you like. So this is Nishtha. Whole world be in one side. I am alone, but I know that Krishna and my Gurudev and Vaishnava Raj with me. He will not fear. This is called Nishtha. But Nishtha, no ruchi there. By force you will have to take name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'm feeling sleepiness. Then one devotee is tightened his Deshika in that, in night, and he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Whole night he wanted to chant Krishna. but slipness was coming somehow. Then when he used to do like this, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is nishtha. But having nishtha, there are so many anarths. It has not come to reach you. It will be very parishram usme valam padega.
Heart
labor it will be. Enchanting Krishna. Nidra will come, sleeping will come. And also, you may see that some rogues are coming according to past
karma.
Past impression.
Impression. It will come. It may become that, it may come that like, that so many money is coming. All are praising, giving all delicious foods, delicious garments and everything they will go, they will tell. If you will chant Hare Nam, if there is no ruchi yet, but if he will be immersed in that, oh, I have become so much bona fide Guru Vaishnava. I am Guru. Then bhakti will go at once. These are anartha. Very powerful anartha. You will chant, I see myself. I don't want money, but yet money comes. I refuse them. I tell like this, I don't want money. I want to develop my heart. But yet comes. I don't want that any should come and make me problem and disturb me when I am chanting, when I am reading, when I am meditating. At that time, so many rich persons, qualified persons will come. Oh, this is my personal case. You should solve this problem, that problem. I want that this will not come. If there is a very kaccha vyakti,
weak
person will be there, then he will go into hell. So, we should continue to do chanting. I will chant 1 lakh daily. I will read so much Bhagavatam. I will read so much Chaitanya Charitamrita. I will hear Hari Katha. Doing so, a ruchi will come. Ruchis are two kinds. How do two kinds? If the deities are decorated so much, then we will say, oh, how beautiful deities are. And if not decorated, the clothes are dirty, and deity is the same, but no taste in darshan. If the deities are of gold, whether it has been pratishtha done or not, no case. Ordinary persons who have no bhakti at all, they will. And they will give lakhs and lakhs rupees to them. Because they have nothing more than this, worldly things they will do. But for ruchi, who has ruchi, nothing for them. Nothing for them. Whether the decoration are then or not there, they will fail, fly. Oh Krishna, I cannot see you, but you, I want that you should see by the core of your eyes so that I can see you. That you are Krishna. You are not only this vigraha. After that, no nidra at all. No sleepiness. No idleness. Always chanting, remembering. In sleep you see that I am chanting Hare Krishna. When you will awake, you will see that I am chanting Krishna. And then asakti comes. These are the developments. We should try to develop our hearts like this. Then we will understand what is keli. Then a greed will come. And that greed will be so thick that all the problems will go away in hava mein ud jayegi,
will fly in air.
Automatically, no problem for me. I know that no problem for us. And if anyone has asakti, our problems will go away automatically. Hiranyakashipu was doing so much against Prahlad Maharaj. But Prahlad Maharaj, for Prahlad Maharaj, no problem. No problem at all. So, our Krishna consciousness, and we should think and understand that if any problem is coming due to my weak heart, my bhakti is not mature. Otherwise these problems may not come. When bhavavastha comes, no, nothing. You know, for Sukadeva Goswami, is there any problem? For rooms, for clothes, for Mahaprasadam, anything? He does not ask anything from any worldly person. No. Where he goes, and in night, he has no sleep, always remembering Krishna, 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 Radhe. No problem for rooms, no problems for bathroom attached or anything in this world. He does not want to cover his covering. This is a covering. So no problem at all. Always chanting, remembering. And when a body, Sachidananda body, is realized, what I am, I, Atma, then everything goes away. Like Narada Goswami, no problem at all. He goes to Kans, and at the same time he goes to Vasudeva Devaki. He knows that Kans is, if Kans was not there, all the pastimes of Krishna had not been there. So he knows that Kans is serving, and Vasudeva Nand and all are serving. So Swayam will be liberated, he will have all these things. So we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness, saddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti. Don't go on to solve all these problems. Don't go in management anything. It will automatically come and they will automatically go. Like night is coming, again day is coming. We have nothing to do for this, nothing to worry for this. It will come automatically. If there is anything good to come, it will come. It will not come by my effort. It will come from our previous karma. So we should not bother for it. If anyone abusing, doing against us, we think that he is not doing. Who is doing? Myself is doing. My mind is taking all these things. I can tell a story. You know Bhishma Pitamaha? Have you heard? You have not heard. In Mahabharata. Bhisham Pitam, for fathers of Kandavas and Kurus. No. Was very learned person. And he was Brahmagya. And he was so much bhakta of Krishna. Very good devotee. No. So when he was to leave his body, and he was lying down on the
bed.
He told that a pillow should be given to me. At once, Duryodhana came with a very beautiful pillow. He rejected. Oh, you cannot give me a pillow. Call Arjun. Arjun came. He told that, I want a pillow. He did pranam to the Pitama, and he took two, and it went like this here. Not doing any effect on body, like this, and here. Oh, I am now so rest. My pillow has come. There, Krishna told that all the Pandavas with Draupadi has come to hear something from you. You should santana and kodo.
Console them.
Vishwamitama told that you are himself lords of lords, and yet you are telling me to tell them, console them. You should. You can do. I cannot do. You cannot do. I'm telling you, requesting you to tell something to them. He began to tell something. In the meantime, Draupadi was smiling, saying, Bhisham Pitamaha. He was the forefathers, like daughters of daughters of daughters. But she was smiling. But how she was smiling? Like this. But Bhisham Pitama, he saw and told, oh my darling daughter, why you are smiling? Don't fear from me. Tell what you are realizing here. He told that, I am smiling that Krishna is telling that you should tell him, tell all others, and you should consolate them. And you are telling all these katha from Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, and you are giving examples of Ved, Upanishad and all these things. And you seem to be a very learned person. And all are telling that you are a very good, bona fide Vaishnava, sadhu. But I think then when Kauravas, Dushasan was taking by this claw, where, at that time, where you were? You were sitting on the same council, and you were not saying towards me that Draupadi will tell something, and you are doing that. All these your knowledge and everything, where it was? I am unable to understand this. He replied that I am sorry for it, because I was taking at that time the corns and the chapatis of Duryodhana, a demon, and that is why my heart was also become like demon. So don't take anything from Vishai and demons if they are giving enough to you, but don't take. Otherwise your heart will be transferred into demon's heart. At that time I had become like a demon. Now in 1 month or 6 months everything has gone away. My blood, my flesh, everything has gone away. Now I have become pure. Always reminding Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna. So I have become so much pure. So you can listen. He began to tell a story that there was a widow. She has only one son of 5 or 8 years of old. He was so much beautiful. He was Brahmini, learned. But when her husband went away, she became poor. Nothing. No home at all. Nothing to eat. Serving others and nursing his son. That one day he will be grown up and he will earn money and then he will be happy. One day she told her boy in the morning that, my son, bring some flowers I will worship Bhagavan, God. At once he went nearby any garden, and that was forest. And serpent used to live in there, so he began to take flowers. In the meantime, a black serpent came and
bite her.
He at once poisoned and he fell flat and he was dead. Whole body became black and he was like a wood, black wood. A bahiliya, hunter. The hunter was going. He had some pots and he knew how to catch the snake. She did like those and some month, and the serpent he at once took in his hand and he again put it in the pot and took that boy to her mother and told that this serpent has bite and he has died. Mother was weeping so much loudly, "Oh my boy, where you have gone and did like this?" Then the hunter told that I have caught the serpent and if you will order, I will cut him into the pieces and I will give it in fire, he will be burnt. Three times, four times he repeated it. Then that widow which was so much weeping for his boy, he told that you should not do so. You should chhodo ise,
leave it.
And he should go away in the forest. The hunter told, again he will bite to another person, so I must kill him. He is very dangerous. She told that, "Achai, if you will kill him, that serpent, and give it to fire, my son will alive and come. My son will be returned." He told his mother, "Then why you are lying?" He told her, "No. Why he, without any reason, bite this boy? Again he may bite so many persons, so I will cut him into pieces and I will burn him." The serpent at once told, "I have not bitten him. The yam ordered me that you should bite. Then I bite her." He told that, "Anyway, I will not give up you. If anyone tell that you should take his head, but it is offense. Ordering person and doing person both are culprit. Both. So they must both be punished. I will punish you." In the meantime, Jam came and told, "I have not told. You are understanding something?"
Jam?
Right one.
Jamaraj.
He told that, "I have not ordered you. His previous actions have ordered you. The serpent was his previous karma, previous activities. And that previous activities are biting him. So don't think that Kauravas or Pandavas or Parashpar, Shatru, enemy. Our mind is our enemy, not enemy is enemy. So you have not enemy to anyone, or you should not be enemy to anyone. Try to control your mind. Mind is Shatru, enemy, and mind is friend. Mano, क्या मना ये मनुष्याणां कारण बंधनम अपिशय दिस मन इफ हिज फ्रेंड ही विल हेल्प अस टू गो बियॉन्ड दिस मर्टल वर्ल्ड एंड टू सर्व कृष्ण इफ इट इज प्योर एंड इफ इट इज नॉट प्योर देन इट इज योर एनिमी सबसे बड़ा एनिमी है फर्स्ट एनिमी सो वी शुड ट्राई टू कंट्रोल आवर प्रीवियस पास्ट एंड कम्स एंड दे मेक एवरीथिंग एनी गुड आर बैड थिंग्स सो वी शुड नॉट थिंक दैट ही हैज डन और पास्ट प्रीवियस कर्म्स हैज डन सो डोंट हैव एनिमी टू एनीवन anywhere to anyone or you should not tit for tat. So we should control our mind that no one is enemy. My mind is enemy. So we should try to engage your mind always in Krishna consciousness. Reading, chanting, remembering, hearing Harikatha from any better
qualified
any qualified person devotee and try to develop Krishna consciousness only this is the message of Ved Upanishad Shastra and our Swamiji and all anything more anything So we should always think that animal is not my enemy. My mind is enemy. Is conditioned soul. He is bound to see like, think like so. He is my enemy, he is my. He can give anything what we want and worship, then thus worship is a rajasic tamasic. Like Raman was worshipping Shankar, but Shankar could not save him. He was killed with his sons and nephews and everything, and golden Lanka was punished, destroyed and became like ashes, burnt, you know. So if we will worship Shankar as Raman, Kumbhakaran, Meghnad, then this will be bound to be, I have tasted all these things. This is Tamasic Upasana. But if you think that Shankar is bona fide Vaishnava and he is a servant of Krishna, he is Gopiswar Mahadev in Vrindavan, no, serving Krishna and Ram. He always chants Ram, 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 Ram with Parvati. And if he worship, then he will be like Hanuman to you. Hanuman is not other than Shankar. And he will give impression and he will give power to have Krishna or Ram. Then you will be liberated. You know, Kansa, he was worshipping Rangeshwar Mahadev in Mathura. He was always worshipping Lord Shiva, Rangeshwar Mahadev, Kanseshwar Mahadev. But he was destroyed because he wanted to kill Krishna. So Shankar did not help her and she was ruined with his whole family. You know Bhasmasur, there was a demon. He thought that who is the god which can fulfill easily my all wills. He heard from anyone, Narada Rishi or anyone, that Shankar is so much good god. If anything, by anything we worship to Shankar, he will be so much glad. In a very little time, he began to worship. He gave his head in fire, in sacrifices for Krishna. Shivaham, Shivaham. Shankara at once came and told, what you want? You have given your head to me. It was, I want that you should give me a benediction that to whom I will touch, he will burn into ashes. Oh yes. Ao mastu, aisa hi ho.